Good afternoon from KUAR News in Little Rock. I'm Jacob Kaufman. A nearly $500 million highway construction project to widen Interstate 30 running through Little Rock and North Little Rock is the focus of a public meeting scheduled for tomorrow night in North Little Rock. KUAR's Chris Hickey recently spoke with State Representative Warwick Sabin of Little Rock, who raised his objections to the project and what it might do to the social and economic climate of the area.
You released a statement recently, and you seem to suggest that the project would have more of a social impact. Could you talk about why that is?
Well, I think in Little Rock, we actually have a history with major interstate projects having profound social impacts on the community. In particular, Interstate 630, which bisected the city north and south, led to some serious divisions by race, by class, by income disparity, and I think that we're still dealing with the consequences of that. And so as we look toward the future, and we know that a project of this magnitude is going to be expensive and it's going to have decades worth of impact on our city, we ought to be thinking as creatively as we can about how to anticipate the future and use this as an opportunity to be creative and innovative and maybe anticipate other modes of transportation and ways to bring people together rather than tear them apart.
What sort of creative and innovative ways do you have in mind?
Well, a lot of other cities around the country have gone in a direction opposite that which has been proposed currently by the Highway Department, in which these cities have actually either reduced or eliminated the interstates that run through their downtowns. They've created more feeder roads into their downtowns. They've routed the interstates around the downtown so that people who are trying to get literally around the city or through the city very quickly can use that route around the city, whereas, you know, the roads that are kind of heading into downtown sort of become narrower and narrower as you get closer to downtown, and so it spreads the traffic out. The benefit of that also is that it sends traffic more slowly through parts of downtown where people want to live or have businesses, and that creates more economic development.
Now, one of the reasons the Highway Department is proposing this project is for the very plain observation that traffic is bad, backups are prevalent, and it would be a way of easing that congestion.
I drive this stretch of interstate every day on I-30, and I can tell you that the highway flows just fine probably for about 21 or 22 hours a day. And the only time that I run into traffic is before work or right after work, because, again, that's natural. You don't build a highway simply to accommodate the maximum amount of traffic that it's going to anticipate during the course of a 24-hour period. You build a highway to strike that balance between what's necessary during rush hour and what's necessary for the other 22 hours of the day.
Representative Sabin, thanks for joining me.
It was a pleasure to be with you, Chris. Thank you.
That was KUAR's Chris Hickey speaking with Democratic State Representative Warwick Sabin of Little Rock. Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department spokesman Danny Straisley responded to some of Sabin's concerns. Straisley said alternatives are too costly.
Those are predominantly city streets on both sides of the river. And so that would put the direction onto the cities of, okay, if we're going to develop more of the secondary streets, then the cities would have to come up with money and projects to increase the capacity on those arterials.
On Sabin's point that widening the interstate invites more traffic, Straisley said that's a misconception.
It's actually the reverse. The interstate is being widened and improved to accommodate the traffic that's already there. We are playing catch-up. The traffic is going to increase along the I-30 corridor regardless of whether or not we improve the I-30 corridor or not. The question is how much more congestion is the public willing to put up with? Because it will only continue to get worse.
The State Highway Department is holding a public meeting on the widening of Interstate 30 tomorrow evening from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock at the Friendly Chapel Church of the Nazarene in North Little Rock.